Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Helper Middle School Principal Nikki Vasquez. Principal Vasquez, it's a pleasure to have you on here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So it's crazy to think, but end of this school year, right around the corner. It feels like just yesterday we were doing our opening interview in the fall. This is crazy that summer right here.
I know. I feel the same way.
But a lot of fun's been happening over at Helper Middle School. And one thing you and I were talking about before we came on air was archery. Really had a stellar performance this last weekend.
Yeah, they did. We're super excited for our archery team. So they actually qualified for the NASP 3D Nationals tournament in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So the team had to actually score 1,425 points, and they squeaked by and scored 1,482 points. So we qualify, but we don't know if we're going to get to go yet. They fill in 1,000 flights, and if they make it to our school, we get to go. But if not, then, you know, we'll keep going, so we'll keep trying.
It's one of the things when I moved back, I didn't realize how big of a deal archery really has become in the Castle Country area, but Helper, Mont Harmon, you guys really have put an emphasis on it as of late, and it's just produced a lot of really good results.
Right, and it has been a growth just recently, and so it's been really exciting to see, and we're just excited to be a part of it.
You know, another thing that I think you guys should be pretty proud of is the growth you've shown throughout the course of the school year. When we first brought you in at the start of the school year, we talked about some goals you had for the year, and one of those was increasing those math scores, and we were talking, and that's something that you guys have done in dividends.
Well, we're trying. We definitely started with math facts. As we looked at our data for our students, we were only, I think, 30% proficient in math facts. 37% in multiplication and 48% in division. And we're kind of really looking at that division. It was kind of odd to see that. But we got those multiplication, you know, facts down. And so the last time we looked at our data, we were 70.16% proficient in the four basic math facts. And so our goal is 95%, and we're not stopping. We're going to keep pushing on to the end of the year and see if we can get some more kids graduated.
And you know, that's something I really love about the Carbon School District in general is you guys make such data-driven decisions. You're looking at that data, you're taking the time to see what needs to improve, what you can kind of put less of an emphasis on, but it really is an informed decision you guys make.
Right, yeah. And it's all obviously for the kids, because when they feel confident in their math facts and they're not using that brain power to think through those things, then they, you know, free up capacity to hopefully get some other things going. And that's what our hope is. And hopefully this will also correlate to our end of year RISE test. So we'll see.
You know, a lot of other accomplishments have come, not necessarily at the middle school level, but for Helper Middle School alumni. Looking at the Sterling Scholar Program, you had a few runners up, a few winners, and you have a pretty good class coming in next year for the Sterling Scholar Competition in 2026.
Oh, absolutely. We are so proud of our Sterling Scholars. So the 2026 Carbon High Sterling Scholars were announced, and Rachel Blackburn, Josie Jesperson, Miley Hansen, Sophia Christensen, and A.B. Atwood, they are all Helper alum, and we are so excited and so proud of all of them and their accomplishments. And then the 2025 class, we have Cora Stockdale, that was a finalist, Bradley Sweeney, who was a runner-up, and Hunter Pirro is actually a winner in his category. And so, again, they're all Helper alum, and we're just super proud of all of them.
And they're really living up to that Helper School motto of growth, grit, Rams don't quit. Right. They really haven't quit.
Right.
They're going out there. They're really impressing everyone in the community. So Helper Middle School should be very proud of what they've been able to help build in our area.
We're excited for them, and just it's all their work, and we're just super proud of them.
You know, and one thing with Helper that I thought was a lot of fun was you guys had your play a few weeks ago, The Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe. That looked like it was just a really good time for the kids involved.
Yeah, just last week. So they actually performed for the school and several elementaries on Monday, and then they had some night performances and then a matinee on Saturday, and the kids just love it. There's definitely a calling to drama, and the kids just take on their roles and just do a fantastic job, and we're just super proud of them as well.
You know, that's part of the fun of the end of the school year is you get that mixture of testing, a pretty heavy emphasis on academics, but you also have a pretty healthy dose of fun with things like that. Now, looking ahead into the summer, what kind of plans are you guys having academically to help keep these students engaged throughout those off months?
So we don't have anything planned for the summer as far as their engagement. I think we all need a break. But we definitely will start looking at our end of year scores and start making some plans for next year for interventions and setting some goals for next year. And we will definitely make a focus on math and language arts, reading comprehension specifically, because we just need to hit the ground running as soon as we start back up in August.
And reading comprehension, one of those crucial skills, especially in today's age where you need to be able to sort fact from fiction. It's an important skill to put an emphasis on. Now, it's always fun to see what people say, but we say it time and time again in these school district update interviews that teaching really doesn't end in the summer. This is a job that really goes 365 days a year. They're going to different trainings. They're working on their classroom. It really never stops for teachers.
Yeah, there's a ton of preparation that's done in the summer that just people don't see. We actually will have a new math curriculum for our sixth grade. And so our sixth grade teachers will be spending a lot of time over the summer digesting that and getting prepared for that. And anything that we found from the end of year data that we need to adjust, those adjustments will be made. And we expect a lot from our teachers, which then also hopefully we expect a lot from our students as well.
And you know, the results speak for themselves. You guys have produced a very good alumni base, lots of great kids coming out of Helper Middle School. So it's always a pleasure to get that insight from the administrators. Now, Principal Vasquez, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just that we're also a lot of fun. If you're thinking of, you know, a different fit for your child, we actually have about 35 kids that come from out of the area. We have enough students that we actually run a bus, a courtesy bus from Price. And so if you're ever thinking about it, give us a look, because we definitely, we're a lot of fun. We're going to take our 8th graders to Lagoon here. We're going to take our 7th graders to Boondocks and the San Rafael Swell, and our 6th graders to Queen Crazy. So we're excited and just want to, you know, celebrate as well, not just academics.
You know, it's an exciting time of year. Principal Vasquez, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper Middle School Principal Nikki Vasquez, and we were given this week's school district update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.